Recording in progress.
Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Shri Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Shri Sita Lakshmana. భరత శత్రుఘ్న హనుమత్ సమేతాయ శ్రీరామచంద్రాయ పరమాత్మనే పరబ్రహ్మణే ఓం. అంజనానందనం వీరం జానకీ శోకనాశనం కపీశమక్షహంతారం వందే లంకా భయంకరం బుద్ధిర్బలం యశో ధైర్యం నిర్భయత్వమరోగత అజాడ్యం వాక్పటుత్వం చ హనుమత్స్మరణాద్ భవేత్. అసాధ్య సాధక స్వామిన్ అసాధ్యం తవ కిం వద, రామదూత దయా సింధో మత్కార్యం సాధయ ప్రభో. ఓం నమో భగవతే హనుమద్రూపాయ పరమాత్మనే పరబ్రహ్మణే. ఓం సదాశివసమారంభాం వ్యాసశంకరమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురుపరంపరాం. శ్రుతిస్మృతిపురాణానాం ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాదశంకరం లోకశంకరం. శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః. ఓం ఈశ్వరో గురురాత్మేతి మూర్తిభేద విభాగినే వ్యోమవద్వ్యాప్తదేహాయ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః. ఓం సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఓం భద్రం కణేభిః శృణుయామ దేవాః భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగైస్తుష్టువాగంసస్తనూభిః వ్యశేమదేవహితైయదాయుః స్వస్తిన ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తినః పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తినస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తినో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ప్రజ్ఞానాంశు ప్రతానై స్థిరచర నికర వ్యాపిభిర్వ్యాప్యలోకాన్ భుక్త్వా భోగాన్ స్థవిష్టాన్ పునరపి ధిషణోద్భాసితాన్ కామజన్యాన్ పీత్వా సర్వాన్ విశేషాన్ స్వపితి మధురభుం మాయయా భోజయన్నో మాయా సంఖ్యాతురీయం పరమమృతమజం బ్రహ్మయత్తన్నతోస్మి. యో విశ్వాత్మా విధిజ విషయాన్ ప్రాశ్యభోగాన్ స్థవిష్టాన్ పశ్చాచాన్యాన్ సమతి విభవాన్ జ్యోతిషాస్వేన సూక్ష్మాన్ సర్వానేతాన్ పునరపిశనై స్వాత్మని స్థాపయిత్వా హిత్వా సర్వాన్ విశేషాన్ విగత గుణగణః పాత్వసౌ నస్తురీయః.
We have entered into the next chapter, Prakaranam, we understood the meaning of the word Vaithatyam. In this Dvitiya Prakaranam, second chapter, Gaudapada Acharya's aim is only to make the Vedanta students understand, ascertain the fact that this world of duality which is experienced in the waking state definitely not as real as we think. It's only appearance, just an appearance which comes and goes. So it is mithya. It is only empirically real, objectively real. So that if this fact becomes understood, then non-duality of the reality also becomes well ascertained. Then our dependence will be shifted from the world to the self for our security and happiness. That is where our independence, our freedom is. To make us understand that, first he makes us understand how dream is also an experience, a state of mind, a state of experience, and all the dream world also involves the duality, and this dream world is not real. It is mithya. For a person who is in dream, to see the fact that dream is not real, he must wake up from sleep. He must see himself as a waker to see the dream being not real. It's understood, still it is experienced. Dream is an experience. We go through the experience. So it is very difficult to negate the dream also is not really, it's as well as non-existent. Because some people hold on to this thinking that dream also is not unreal, not mithya. So he establishes the fact that dream experience is not real. It is not, it's only as though, it's only just the projection of the mind. What we experience in dream is nothing but the glowing conscious thoughts, thought forms of objects, which we have acquired, stored in our subconscious as a result of our experiences in the waking state. So he wants to establish that, and properly, that logically he wants to prove that dream experience is not real. The world of duality experience in the dream is not real. We saw the first karika yesterday. So there, the reason has to be given. What is the reason? On what basis we say the dream is not real? The reason he gave was the inadequacy, insufficiency of the space, the location where the objects are experienced. The huge, big objects are experienced in dream. Travel is experienced in dream. Plurality is experienced in dream. Divisions and differences are experienced in dream. But really speaking, for all that to be there, there must be real space, that much space. Where is experienced dream? Inside the physical body enclosure, there's a physical heart. Within the heart, there is antahkarana mind, and which is too subtle that it must be experienced only in terms of experience. In that mind, then the nadis, which are some sort of a part of mind, this is where the dream is experienced. So the space being not sufficient, not adequate, being very tiny enclosure, definitely dream objects are not real. The reason given was samvrutatvam. The dream objects have the status of being experienced in a very, very, very tiniest, inexplicably. There was no space actually speaking in the mind. Therefore not real. It was the reason given. Yesterday we understood. We finished reading. Okay, quickly I read last line. Shankaracharya's commentary. And I read, that's where I said, okay, I had to stop. Nanu apavarakadi antarupalabhyamanehi gatadibihi anekantikaha hetuhu iti ashankya aha. Page 358. 358, Sanskritam as well as English. So, even there, a Pura Pakshi comes with a question, doubt. And Shankara Bhagavata himself assumes the Pura Pakshi that there are objects which are experienced inside the house, inside the room. They are not unreal. They are not real. They are not non-real. They are real. They are objectively real. So, for which Shankara Bhagavata explains, samvrutatvena hetuna antasamvrutasthanat. Not only these dream objects are inside, in the mind, obtaining within the heart, inside the physical body. Not just simply objects being inside alone is not taken as a reason for negating them as unreal. The space, where is the space? You dream a mountain, you dream an elephant. How huge it is, where is the space inside the body? Therefore, the space is insufficient, inadequate, therefore, the dream objects are not real. That the given was given. Nahi antaha samvrute dehantaha dehantar nadishu. Dehantar nadishu. Deha antar nadishu. Dehantar nadishu. This nadi is also mentioned, you know, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, these nadis are given the names as Swapniya Nadyaha. Swapniya Nadyaha. The name is given. So, it is not mentioned here anyway. So, this is where the nadi is something which cannot, it is inexplicably subtle. It is not available for even seen through microscope, dissection, it cannot be, it is not something conceivable mentally also. But still it is there. That is, which is part of the antahkaranam, that is where the dreams are experienced. Samvrutam sthanam, very, very insufficient place. Therefore, samvrute antasamvrute dehantar nadishu parvata hastyadinam sambhavaha nasti. It does not happen. The experience of such huge objects does not happen. Within the experience happens, the objects are not real. Nahi dehe parvataha asti. He concludes his commentary. There is no mountain inside the body. Okay, that's one reason. Now here we go move on to the next karika. Next karika, before commenting upon next karika, before seeing next karika, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself introduces the next karika. Swapna drishyanam bhavanam antasamvrutasthanam ityetad asiddham. Okay. Now another doubt comes. These objects experienced in the dream are experienced in a very small space. This is not appropriate to say. They are experienced in dream only, but they are not experienced inside. They are experienced outside. Outside means what? The jiva has to travel, go wherever he is, where the mountain is, where the elephants are roaming, where the ocean is. Jiva must travel. That is the idea, okay? Swapna drishyanam bhavanam antasamvrutasthanam antasamvrutasthanam insufficient, inadequate place, in an enclosed place within the body is the location of the dream objects. That is, this is not, doesn't sound correct. It is the asiddham. It doesn't become proved. It is not an appropriate reason to say dream objects are not real. Yes, mat. Why? Because pracheshu suptaha. Prachyam, see, prachi means eastern direction. Prachyam means anything pertaining to prachi is prachya. So pracheshu means in the areas in the eastern side of the country, the land, the house. Not the house, okay, the area. Pracheshu suptaha. This person actually who is asleep, where is he asleep? He is asleep in the area in eastern direction. But Swapnan Udaksha Pashyanniva Drishyate. It is seen as if he is seeing the dreams in the area in northern direction. He is sleeping in the eastern area, eastern direction of the land, the country or place. But he is seeing the dreams, dream objects in the northern area. Area of northern direction. Udakshu. Again, Udichi means north. Udakshu means anything pertaining to north is Udakshu. Udakshu, Swapnan Pashyanniva Drishyate. Which, what does it mean? Which means he really, we'll see later on. He is not seeing the dream in the place where he is. He must be going out to see those objects. Iti yetad ashankya aha. So, expecting this doubt on the part of the Purvapakshi, Gaudapada Acharya, already assuming such a doubt, he gives an answer in his verse, Karika, second Karika. Second Karika is answer for the assumed doubt, possible doubt on the part of the student. Any Purvapakshi.
Adirghatvachakalasya gatva deshanna pashyati, gatva deshanna pashyati, pratibuddhascha vai sarvah, tasmin deshena vidyate, adirghatvachakalasya gatva deshanna pashyati, pratibuddhascha vai sarvastasmin deshena vidyate, adirghatvachakalasya gatva deshanna pashyati, pratibuddhascha vai sarvastasmin deshena vidyate, pratibuddhascha vai sarvastasmin deshena vidyate.
So, some people have this very strong view, the dream, whenever dream happens, the person dreams, the jiva, sukshmiram, okay, leaves the physical body, leaving it here, goes somewhere, wanders, and experiences and comes back. This is the idea. So, first of all, we have to understand, jiva leaving the physical body means the manifestation of eyesense with Sakshukshma Shairam, that is Antakkana mind, along with subtle aspects should live together. This is what Jiva leaving the body. Sukshma Shari entered all the subtle aspects with the mind, with the essence, manifest essence should live. Consciousness, Atma cannot live because we know very well unknowing is the nature's Thanuhu Achalaha because of Sarvagatattam, all pervasiveness. We know this very well. So Atma doesn't move. Our Swarupam doesn't move. But the essence manifested, identified with the body, the mind, that lives. Manifestation can live. When the mirror is taken, reflection also can move. Like that, mind alone can live. This is Jiva. The whole Sukshma Shariram with the essence is Jiva. If it leaves, it's called death. Only when the Paradha Karma ends, then Jiva can leave the physical body. It cannot leave. Some people may ask, you know, the people who have the occult powers, they can leave the physical body, assume another body. That happens with the will. A person has to use the will to leave the physical body, to assume another body. Okay? And it happens only consciously in the waking state. He can't fall asleep and then he can't change his body. So, leaving the physical body and Jiva going away is not possible at all. That's only, that happens naturally only in the Paradha Karma ends. It's called death. Departure of the Sukshma from one body outside is called, that is when the Jiva can leave. Otherwise there's no way of leaving. There's no travel at all. During the dream, Jiva's transactions are only within the body only, not outside. It cannot leave. Therefore, there's no travel first of all. So, it is not practical for Jiva to travel outside, means to see the objects, the external world. He sees those dream objects in the thought forms only in his own mind. Therefore, they are not real, first reason. Then, if a person adirghatvat kalasya, the next reason he gives, hetu, okay, hetu who, the reason for negating the dream experience, the dream objects to be real, is next reason is adirghatvam, kalasya adirghatvam, sthanasya samvrutatvam, you have already seen, inadequacy of space, sthanasya samvrutatvam, first reason. Now, kalasya adirghatvam. See, dirghaha kalaha apekshitaha. For a person really to travel, to go out and see some place and to come back, a long time is required. But here, the whole dream happens within a very short period of time. So, kalasya adirghatvam is there. There is very, 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 very short time is involved in experiencing the external objects inside the mind. Therefore, kalasya adirghatva, due to the short period of time, shortness of time, deshan gatvana prashyati, he does not go out and visit the places. Gatva deshan na pashyati. Going out, he does not see these places. Then again, one more thing he says. So if at all a person visited there, prabuddha cha vai sarvaha tasmin deshena vidyate. This person, every dreamer, when he wakes up, when he becomes awake from sleep, he is not in the place where which he is dreamt by him. He is in the same place where he went to bed the previous night. Therefore, tasmin deshe na vidyate pratibuddha. When the person who is awake from dream is not there in the place which was dreamt by him, he is in the same place where he was before. What does it mean? That is the proof he does not travel. There is no travel involved, first of all. If there is a travel also, the travel takes a very long time. It is not possible for one to just visit long, longest places and then to come back that quickly. It's not possible. Agudubhacha makes it very clear. The reason is, kalasya adirghatvam is the reason. Two reasons, I have to say. So, let us see what Shankara Bhagavatapada says. Page 359. Even the verses, meaning also is in 359. Sorry, I haven't told you earlier. So, na dehad bahihi, even though Shankara Bhagavatapada, Gaudapadacharya does not say, still I wanted to tell you, we are not interested in occult powers. We do not have occult powers also. We don't need to make efforts to acquire the powers also. Because the powers are not used for it. If at all a power person is endowed with this anima, garima, mahima, etc., then that one of the powers can make a person leave his body, assume another body, take another form. If any dead boy is available, he can take. That is one of the shaktis. It's not permit, not practical. A person must have the power and he must use his will to do it. Dream does not happen on one's will. Let me dream today. We decide in dream or what? Dream just comes. This, our will is not involved in dream. When thus assuming the body, traveling, will is involved. Again, that can happen only in the waking state, not after sleep. Person cannot go to sleep and think of using his will. You fall asleep means you are knocked up. How can you use your will there? Therefore, that is not practical. So, departure of jiva from the body means death. So, jiva never travels, does not go outside of the body. So, there is no way of seeing the objects in respect to the places. All the objects seen in dream are seen only inside the mind only, in the mind only. Therefore, time also is very short period of time. Therefore, even the travel is not possible, the time being very short, then the such objects are not real. So Shankaracharya says, na dehat bahihi, dehad bahihi deshantram gatva swapnan na pashyati. To make it more emphatic, first he begins na dehad bahihi deshantram gatva swapnan pashyati. The person does not see dream objects going outside of the body. Same thing he says. Yasmat, he says, suptamatraha eva deha deshad yojana shatantarite masamatra prapye deshe swapnan pashyaniva drishyate. This dreamer, suptamatraha eva, as he fell asleep, as he falls asleep, suptamatraha eva, means as soon as this person falls asleep, deha deshad, from the place of the body, from the place where the body is, from there, yojana shatantarite, masamatra prapye deshe, swapnan pashyaniva. It is seen as though he is seeing the dream objects in an area which is reachable in a month's, the period of month's time. He sees, imagine those, why she has month's time? Suppose those days when Shankara Bhagavatapada wrote this commentary, okay, to go from southern India to northern India, to go from Sringeri to Badrinath, it'll take months, go by walking, traveling, isn't it? So, even if travel with aircraft also, had to 3 hours ago, had to go before, had to wait there and then check in and all. See, still time is involved. In the flight, journey is for 1 hour, 2 hours journey. But still preparation still takes very long in these days. So what he says, Masa Matra Prapye Deshe Swapnan Pashyati. Masa means month. Masa Matra Prapye means that a place, the dream objects are seen in a place which is attainable, reachable in a period of 1 month, a month's time. That too which is away from the hundreds of kilometers from the place of the body. Where body is from there, deha deshat yojana shatantari, shatantarite. Yojana shatantaritam, yojana shata antaritam. The place is away from, 100 kilometers, hundreds of kilometers away from the where the body is, which is reachable only in a period of months time. This is where the person, it is seen as though this person is dreaming those objects. Is it practical to go and see that such a far off place? Definitely not. That nacha taddesha praptehe agamanasya cha dirgaha kalaha asti. So, in reaching that place and return from that place, definitely dirgaha kalaha. Long time is required, but such long time required for going out and returning from there is not there during the dream. Ataha adirghatvat cha kalasya. So same thing he Shankaracharya repeats. Adirghatvat cha kalasya na swapna drik deshantram gachyati. So swapna drik, the experiencer of the dream does not go to another place outside of the body traveling due to the inadequacy of time, due to the short period of time. This person sleeps for a few hours and he wakes up. And he narrates a big story where all he went, whom all he met, what all he did. It is possible. Next month I can dream. I can go back to India or in London. I can have a dream. I participated in Passover ceremony celebrated in Mata Mahasham. It is possible. I can change the place. I can change. Then I can see Swamiji sitting there, Rukminiji sitting there, and Ganeshwari sitting there, but not you people, okay? It is possible. So, where is it? It's all possible. Things, thoughts can just be projected and seen. Anything can be seen inside. No time is required. No place is required. It's all not real. Then, one more thing. Shankara Bhagavad Pada adds this. Kimcha and moreover. Kimcha means what? Kim, what? Cha and. When you put kimcha, moreover. Pratibuddhaschavai sarvaha swapnadrik. Sarvaha swapnadrik means every dream experiencer, every dreamer. Pratibuddhaha, having woken up from dream. Swapnadarshanadeshe na vidyate. He is not in the place where he dreamt. He is not in the place dreamt by him when he wakes up. He is in the same place where he went to bed. Yadicha swapne deshantram gachet. If at all the person travels in dream and goes to another place, deshantram yadi gachet. Yasmin deshe swapnan pashyet. Okay, in which place he will see the objects of dream, tatraya pratibuddheta, he must wake up there only. Where he experiences the objects, he must wake up there only if he traveled. Nacha yetadasti, this is not the fact. mean he does not wake up in the place that which he dreams, which he sees in dream. This does not happen. Yetad nacha asti. One more thing he gives here. Ratro suptaha ahani iva bhavan pashyati. See, ahan means day. Ahan means day. One can go to bed in the night to sleep, and he falls asleep in the night. He sees the dream in the night, but in his dream, he dreams what? Daytime. The dream explains what? He is a very bright day, sunny day, and he sees objects. He goes for swimming and everything he sees. What he is doing in the daytime, he dreams. So, ahani iva bhavan pashyati ratrau suptaha. The person who fell asleep in the night sees the dream objects as if he sees them in the daytime. One more. So many, Shankaracharya adds these points to say definitely dream is not real. Oh, we know all these things. Why should he tell? We may think. But there's a reason why he's telling all this. Bahubihi sangataha bhavati. He adds one more point. Sometimes when a person travels from one place to another place, even though he falls asleep in the night, he sees the dream in the night, but he experiences as if he's going traveling in the daytime, and he visits people also. Bahubihi sangataha bhavati. He becomes the one met with by many people. Means he happens to meet people also in dream. Yascha sangataha taihi sangrihyata. If this meeting with other people really happened, then the people whom he met in dream, definitely known people only. Unknown people cannot be dreamt, okay? Either relative friend, somehow friends or neighbors. So, the known people alone can be dreamt. Completely unknown stranger cannot be dreamt. Something happens means at least some mixing up must be there. Okay, you must have seen the head somewhere and then you must have body see some. Then this mixing is possible. Anything unknown cannot be dreamt. So, somehow he happens to meet people also. If the meeting really happened with the people, then the meeting must be known by those people also if it was real. He says, Yahacha Sangataha Taihi Grihyata. By those people by whom he was met with, you know, by them also this meeting must be known, remembered. Nacha grihyate, the other people whom, the people whom he meets in the dream, they do not know anything. Grihitas chet, suppose if he was really met by his friends in dream, then tvam adya tatra upalabdhavantaha vayam tvam atatra upalabdhavantaha. Today we met you there. Iti bruyuhu. It's good we have met you this today. Iti, they will say. They can say, nacha yetadasti. This also does not happen. In fact, they will say, we never met you. Isn't it? If I tell Rukmaniji, you know, I came to Mata, very nice, the very good feast, you know, Shambhu, Swamiji really chanted very loudly, it was so beautiful to hear. You didn't understand anything, still it was enjoyable. But then she will think, Swamiji has gone mad. When did I meet her? She never came to Mata. Especially no visas available to go to Israel. Okay? What I'm saying, other people whom I meet in dream also should know if the meeting was, it doesn't happen. That's why, nacha etadasti, it does not happen. Tasmat. So what is the reason? Tasmat na deshantram gacchati swapne. At least now be assured, okay? Definitely we do not travel in dream. No jiva can lead a physical body, travel outside to see the dream. There is no travel involved. Shastram is very important, not to get confused, to get relieve all our confusions. People have a lot of things. If people walk in sleep, that is a different problem. Somnambulist. There is another problem, isn't it? If sleepwalkers are different problems. They are not dreaming. They do not even know what they are doing. But the dreamer wakes up and beautifully narrates the dreams to dream experience. Therefore, dream is nothing but mental projections of accumulated, pre-recorded, relay, okay? Replaying of the old recorded events. Jumbled events. Okay. Therefore, swapena deshantam nagacchati. So there are two reasons were given by Gaudapada Acharya to negate the dream is to state the established dream is not real. Okay. Page number 360. Itascha swapna drishyaha bhavaha vithataha. So having given the logical explanation for proving, stating the dream is not real, now he is again presenting a quote from, he mentions the words of the Upanishad in his third karika. See, Gaudapada really brings in many statements from other Upanishads in his karikas. Itaha cha means what? Itaha means because of this reason also. Swapna drishyaha bhavaha vitathaha. Definitely objects experienced in dream are not real. Yataha because. Okay. Abhavast, third karika. Abhavascharathadinam. Abhavascharathadinam. Shruyate nyaya purvakam. Shruyate nyaya purvakam. Vaitathyantena vai praptam. Vaitathyam tena vai praptam. Swapna ahuh prakashitam. Swapna ahuh prakashitam. Abhavascharathadinam. Abhavascharathadinam. Shruyate nyaya purvakam. Shruyate nyaya purvakam. Vaitathyam tena vai praptam. Vaitathyam tena vai praptam. Swapna ahu prakashitam. Okay. Here in this tiny little verse, he makes understand many subtle facts. First he states, Rathadinam abhavaha. Rathadinam abhavaha shuyate nyaya purvakam. So, Rathadinam abhavaha. Rathadinam abhavaha means absence of chariots, etc. Chariots means what? Chariots. The horses which drag the chariot, reins are tied to the horses, and the roads on which chariots move. All these should be included. And also the people who watch the chariot festival, we can include all that. So many things can be included. Deity sitting inside the chariot, all that you can include if you have really seen the chariot festival, isn't it? So, Ratha Adinam Abhavaha, absence or non-existence, absence of objects such as chariot and chariot related things, etc. I said the roads on which the chariot move, and the people who watch the chariot festival, the horse that tied to the chariot, the reins which tied horses to the chariot, all these are seen in the dream. The whole thing. And this is definitely, it is not real. Isn't it? This is not real. What is seen in dream is not real. Mithya. And this one, this Abhavaratadinam, this particular statement is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The 10th mantra of the 3rd section of 4th chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad presents this mantra. And what is that section? It's a very beautiful picture. Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. This mantra, quotation comes from Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. There, this statement is presented not to establish the mithyatvam of the dream experience, dream objects. There, this quoted stating what is real. The objects seen such as chariot etc. in dream are mithya. The world of your experience in the dream is mithya. But satyam is the experiencer, dreamer experiencer alone is satyam. The dreamer experiencer, because the dreamer experiencer is abstract formless reality which is of the nature of pure consciousness. And there, consciousness is dream thought, the thought forms of objects in seen in dream shine. Between the consciousness and thought forms of objects, what is there? What is the light there? There is no sun, there is no moon, there is no other source of light. No other source of light. But still, the thought forms of dream objects shine. There must be light then. For thought forms of objects to shine, there must be light. And what's the light? The dreamer is the light. Dreamer experiencer is the light. And who is this dreamer experiencer? Abstract formless reality. So the dreamer by his mere presence, by the very nature of self-effulgence, Swayam Jyotihi Atma. Atma the Swayam Jyotihi. Atma, the dreamer experience is none other than the abstract reality Atma, the consciousness, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, by its very nature of self-effulgence, very presence, the dream objects, subtle thought form forms of objects shine. That is the context. The context is that Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. But that statement Gurupadaja uses here to state, yes, Atma is Satyam, which means Rathadayaha, objects perceived in dream such as dream etc. are not real. This is a quotation from, so he uses this quotation to state that dream objects are not real. Even Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra also from Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam reveals the same fact. This is what is heard. Dream objects such as chat etc. dreamt being not real, being not really there is heard. How Nyaya Purvakam. Okay, Nyaya Purvakam. Nyaya Purvakam means what? Logically. Logically understood. It is, this fact is heard from the Upanishad. This fact is heard from the Upanishad. Okay. Along with the reasoning, support of reasoning. With the support with the aid of logic, with the aid of reasoning, dream objects such as chat being not real is heard from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This is the first line. Okay. So, therefore, Tena, because of this quote, because of this teaching from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Vaitatyam Praptam Swapne Vaitatyam Praptam. So what happened now? So the Swapne, what was seen in the dream, being not real, is understood very clearly. Whatever is seen in the dream being not real is understood very clearly. Therefore, Ahuat Prakashitam. This is what is revealed. Dream objects being seen in dream, being not real, is revealed by the Upanishad. Okay. Here we have to deviate from this teaching, but understand another important point. Now, Upanishad quotes this quotation is from, reference is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This statement should be taken. How should it be taken? Upanishads consists of different types of statements. One statement is called Anuvada Vakyam. Anuvada Vakyam, some sentences are called Pramana Vakyani. Pramana Vakyani, Anuvada Vakyani. Pramana Vakyam, Anuvada Vakyam is called Anuvadini Shrutihi. We use the term vakyam, statement, anuvada vakyam. Anuvadini shrutihi. So here, when Upanishad states the chariot, etc., experience in dream are not real, when it is said, this statement is not a pramana vakyam. This statement does not serve as a means of knowledge. Okay. It's not a means of knowledge for us. It's not a pramana vakyam. What is pramanam? Pramana vakyam is that only the statement reveals something new which cannot be known through any other means of knowledge. But it does not say anything which cannot be known. That's not something new for us. Upanishad only reminds us, reproduces, restates what is already known by us through inference. We ourselves can infer. We have inferential knowledge. There is samvrutattam, kalasya adirgatvam, is a shortness of time, insufficiency of space. Therefore, definitely, the object as dream, etc., experience in dream are not real. Anything experience in dream is not real. It is just the projection of the mind. This is already we know. How? Through inference. When you wake up from sleep, it is not there. My own experience, from the experience what I have, I can infer. From my perception, my experience, I infer dream is not real. So, what is already easily, effortlessly understood through inference by us, need not be, okay, when Upanishad also restates, it's only restating of what we already know. It is, then Upanishad does not teach us something new there. Therefore, this statement should not be taken as a pramana vakyam. It's not pramana shrutihi, it's only anuvadini shrutihi, anuvada vakyam. We have to understand, should not be, get confused there. This is another extra point. So Upanishad just reveals what is already inferred by us. That dream objects, anything seen in dream is not real. Okay. At a CD, Bhashyam now. Same page, 360. Abhavaschaiva Rathadinam. Absence of objects such as chariot, etc., which are seen, heard to be seen in dream. Swapna Drishyanam Suyate. It is heard from the Upanishad. The absence, the non-existence of objects experienced in the dream, such as chariot, etc. How? Nyaya Purvakam. Nyaya Purvakam means what? Yuktitaha. See, Nyaya Purvakam is the Gaudiya Acharya's word. Shankaracharya says Yuktitaha. Yuktitaha means with the support of reasoning. With the aid of reasoning, it is heard, understood. Shutau natatra athaha ityatra. So he does not want to say, he is saying simply, Shankarabhutpada makes it, he mentions exactly where it is from. So 10th mantra, the 3rd section of 4th chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, this quotation comes. Ityatra. Dehantasthana samvrutatvadi hetuna praptam vaitatyam. Already it has been understood very clearly. Deha antasthana samvrutatvadi hetuna. Two specific reasons were given. What were they? What were they? Deha antasthana samvrutatvam. Dream objects may be experienced in a very tiny space obtaining within the physical body. One reason. And this is shortness of time. The short period of time. These two reasons were already given. From this itself, it has been very clearly understood that vaitatyam of the, mithyatyam of the objects experienced in the dream. Tadu, anuvadinya shrutya swapne. Okay, anuvadinya shrutya means what? Upanishad presents that through its restating. Upanishad only restates. Anuvadinya shrutya. The shruti only restates the fact which has been already understood through proper reasons. Understood with proper reasons. So, Swayam Jyotishtva Pratipadana Paraya Prakashitam Ahuhu Brahma Vidaha. So there, Brahma Vidaha, knowers of Brahman, means what? The wise people say, there this statement was mentioned in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. For what? What is the purpose? Pratipadana paraya anuvadinya shrutya. Pratipadana para. So Upanishad restated the fact which has been already understood with the aim of revealing the self-effulgence nature of the Atma. Swayam Jyotishta Pratipadana paraya. Swayam Jyotishta Pratipadana Paraya means what? With an aim of revealing the self-effulgence nature of the Atma, there Upanishad restated the fact which is already known through inference. Is it clear? So what does it mean? We should not take it as a pramana vakyam. So, anuvadani shrutihi. Anuvada vakyam. Upanishad restates the fact which has been already known through inference. But what is the purpose then? What is the purpose? The aim of the Upanishad, with an aim of revealing the nature of the self being self-effulgence. Swayam Jyotishtva Pratipadana Paraya Prakashitam. So second line is for different purpose. Just to stay, to distinguish. It's not pramana vakyam. When can you call a pramanam a pramanam? A means of knowledge can said to be a means of knowledge only if it reveals something new which cannot be known through any other means of knowledge. Okay, we move on to the next karika, fourth karika.
Antasthanatu bhedanam, antasthanatu bhedanam, tasmat jagarite smritam, tasmat jagarite smritam, yatha tatra tatha swapne, yatha tatra tatha swapne, samvrutatvena bhidyate. Tattvena bhidyate antasthanattu bhedanam antasthanattu bhedanam tasmat jagarite smritam tasmat jagarite smritam yatha tatra tatha swapne yatha tatra tatha swapne samvrutat Tattvena bhidyate. Tattvena bhidyate.
Now, first, second, third. In three karikas, Gaudapada Acharya logically proved the fact that dream, the world of duality experience in dream is not real. All dream objects are mithya, they're as though they're not at all real. With the reasons logically he explained. Now, his main purpose, the main aim of, main content of the second chapter is what? Establishing the fact that this world of duality experience, the waking state is not real. This is where the problem is here. Therefore, now he moves on to the actual topic of this chapter. In his fourth karika, he states exactly how the dream world of duality is not real. The world of duality experienced in the waking state also is as not unreal as the dream world. As mithya as the dream world. He says, antasthanat bhedanam Tasmat jagarite smritam. Antasthanat bhedanam. Tasmat jagarite smritam. So how all these objects experienced in the dream are not real, so also Jagrite smritam. Objects experienced in the waking state also are not real. Yatha tatra tatha swapne. Yatha swapne tatra tatha samrutatvena bhidyate. Exactly how in dream objects experienced are not real, so also objects experienced in the waking state also are not real. He does not say much here. That's all he says. Though there's difference in the objects experienced. There is difference. Difference is there in the objects experienced. What's the difference? Objects experienced in dream are thought forms. Objects experienced in the waking state are elemental objects. Then there is subjectively real experience. The experience is subjectively real. Whereas the object experience in the waking state are objectively real. That has pratibhasika satta. Dream experience has pratibhasika satta. Whereas waking experience has Vyavaharika Satta. This all the difference is there. Of course, there we have this, you know, antasthana samvrutatvam, adirga kalatvam, inadequacy of time, inadequacy of space, etc. We have the reasons. But those things are not here. Still, in spite of the difference being there between the dream objects, I've explained the dream world, dream state, and I obviously explained the waking state, still, they have some similar common feature that dream object, dream waking state experience also is not real. The world of duality explained the waking state also is not real. Like the dream world, dream experience. That's what he says in this fourth karika. But here, I had to explain few things here. Okay. Shankara Bhagavatpada, how he presents it. Page number 361. Here. Page 361. See, when we have to have the knowledge through inference. Pratyaksha pramana, we have different means of knowledge. One is perception. Perception is pratyaksha pramanam. So pratyaksha pramanam is very important. Then to have the knowledge through inference also. We need adequate data to have inferential knowledge. So inference is the pramanam called anumanam or anumitihi. Anumana pramanam or anumiti pramanam. Anumitihi is a feminine gender word. Anumanam is a neuter gender word. Anumitihi or anumanam means inference. So in order to use the means of knowledge called inference, one must have definitely perceptual data. Isn't it? So here, to establish the fact that objects experienced in the waking state are also not real, you must give reasons. And the reasons must be arrived at through inference. Through inference only. Therefore, in order to have an inferential knowledge, definitely we have to understand four aspects. He uses the components involved in having inferential knowledge. Tarka Shastram, there are five components involved in having inferential knowledge. Vedanta, they use only four components, four aspects. What are they? Let us understand. Before we go to this teaching, because Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, to understand Shankara Gaudapacharya's mantra is very, karika is very simple. He simply says, in spite of the differences in the objects, experience in the dream and the waking state, still the dream, waking state objects are as unreal as mithya as the dream state objects. Waking state also is not real. So we can add there, dream being not real becomes clear for the dreamer only from the standpoint of the when he wakes up from sleep as a waker. As long as he is in dream, that for the person in dream, the dream world is very real. For him, the dream world alone exists. The external world doesn't exist. So from the standpoint of waker alone, the dream world can be negated as mithya. Similarly, this world of duality, experience in the waking state also can be negated as mithya, not from the standpoint of a waker, but only from the standpoint of Turiya Atma. Standpoint of the real I, from the center of consciousness. So unless and until a person really sees this waking state from the standpoint of consciousness, he cannot be understood as being mithya. So you have to see the duality, wave, ocean, duality, wave, duality, or a multiple waves being not real, only from the standpoint of the water. Isn't it? That is very clear. He says that and he leaves it here. But Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to really present in his commentary very few sentences. But he used all technical terms. Okay. So what are the technical terms? To understand it, this very simple example, let us understand. This is the kindergarten example in the kindergarten level of Tarkashastra. Okay. What is that? Parvataha Vanniman. Parvataha means mountain. Vannihi means fire. Vanniman Parvataha. Mountain has fire. There is fire on the mountain. This is the knowledge gained through, attained through inference. A person has inferential knowledge. The person sees only the mountain. He can see the mountain. Mountain is perceived directly. But the fire is not seen directly. There is no perceptual. He does not see the fire. In spite of not seeing the fire in the mountain, he has the knowledge that there is fire. Without seeing the fire, he says, there is fire on the mountain. Mountain has fire. Parvataha Vanniman. How is it possible? Without seeing the fire, how does, on what basis he says there is fire? He sees the smoke. Therefore, now, let us understand the words now. Very simple, is it? First is, the Parvataha, the mountain, which is to be understood as something which has the fire. The Parvataha, it's called Pakshaha. Pakshaha is a technical term. The locus, the location which is to be understood, which is discussed. The locus is called Pakshaha. Mountain is Pakshaha, Parvataha. Then the next word is there. Sadhyaha. Sadhyaha means the fact yet to be understood. What the fact yet to be understood? That there is fire on the mountain. There is fire on the mountain. Mountain has fire. Something to be understood. That's called Pakshaha. The fact which is yet to be inferred, which to be understood is Pakshaha. Sorry, Sadhyaha. Pakshaha, Sadhyaha. And for this fact to be understood, you need a reason. Hetuhu. Hetuhu. What is the reason? Fire, smoke. Mountain is seen. Smoke also is seen. That is, hetuhu is smoke. And then, the person must have what now? Drishtantaha. Drishtantaha means, here the person has to know the connection. Connection. What the connection? If there is a smoke, there must be fire. The connection he knows. And this connection means, the knowledge of the connection between smoke and fire, he already has through his perception, the experience which he had before, in the pakashala, in the kitchen, or in the yagyashala. Vaidikas, what can they do? They can see, kitchen you have to kindle the fire. Yagyashala you have to kindle the fire. Is it? Yesterday we all did hither to destroy all the impurities, ankara bond, duties. What is that function called, Samji?
In Hebrew, it's biu chametz, the burning of all the leavened bread, all the inflated beef.
Yeah. So yes, I want to remember that. That's why I reminded you. Now, I understood the concept yesterday, but I forgot that particular specific name. Anyway, so Agnihi, fire is kindled in the Agnishala and also in the Pakashala in the kitchen, two important places. Worship, food, again another yajna. Eating is another yajna. It's also another yajna. Two different forms of worship. Fire is involved. Agni, Bhagavan is involved. So there the person has already, he has this repeat experience of seeing the connection between the fire and smoke. Therefore, what is that? Yatra yatra dhumaha tatra tatra vannihi. Wherever there is smoke, there must be fire. So this is the drishtantaha. So based on this illustration, now, finally, he has to arrive at the connection. Parvataha vanniman. Without seeing the fire, seeing only the mountain, the smoke, he has authentic, clear knowledge that there is fire on the mountain. You see, the four aspects alone are mentioned used in the Vedanta Shastra. But Shankar Bhagavatpada uses the aspects required for inference analogy in Tarka Shastram. The terms are different. Let me tell you what all he is using. First, he uses the term Pratignya. Pratignya. Now, what is Pratignya? See, this Pakshaha and Sadhyaha. Both aspects combined is pratignya. Pakshaha and sadhya. What is pakshaha? The locus and sadhya. They must be combined. It's called pratignya. Pratignya is the word. So, what is pratignya? You can say, there is fire on the mountain. There's fire on the mountain. This is a fact to be inferred yet. Pratignya. And here, next is Hetuhu. Hetuhu. There's five components here. Five. In this Tarka Shastra, they use five. Hetuhu. Hetuhu, of course, the reason. Reason or a clue used to infer that there is fire on the mountain. That is the hetuhu. What is the hetuhu? Of course, smoke. It is the hetuhu. So, pakshaha and sadhyaha together meant by the word pratignya. Then hetuhu, of course, second component, which is reason, this is smoke. Then, where, understand the connection between the smoke and the fire. Where there is smoke, there must be fire. This understanding of the connection is called vyaptihi. Understanding the connection between the seen perceived smoke and the unseen fire is called what? Vyaptihi. Understanding the connection between what is known, what is seen, what is unseen is vyaptihi. The third thing. Now, he adds one more thing. Adi Hetu has been said. It is hetupanayaha upayaha. He uses the term hetupanayaha. 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 Next one. And one more thing, I will again explain this. Then finally, Nigamanam. Five. I got any five now? Pratignya, Hetuhu, Vyaptihi, Hetupanayaha, Nigamanam. Five. So inferential knowledge involves these five factors in Tarka Shastra. So Shankara Prabhupada used all the five. So what he says exactly in this? What is Hetu Upanayaha? Hetu Upanayaha. Hetu Upanayaha. Through the Hetu, what you are confirming. So Hetu means confirmation of the reason. Confirmation of the reason that smoke, confirmation of the reason, the smoke being there on the mountain. This is actually the paksha only actually, but here he calls hetupanayaha. Confirmation of the reason in terms of smoke being there on the mountain is what hetupanayaha. Through the hetu, and this is smoke. There is smoke. I'm sure. Therefore, what? There must be fire. If you are not doubtable, you doubt about the smoke itself, then you can't infer. The hetu upanayaha is what? Confirmation of the hetu in terms of smoke being there on the mountain. Kada hetu upanayaha. He is a little differently. The four common Vedanta, you know, in the Vedantic components involved in information is easier. But Shankara Bhagavatapada, he suggests for all wisdom, is casually used all those terms, so we have to understand those. Then nigamanam. Nischayena gamanam. That is final ascertained conclusion. What is finally you arrive at through inference? That is nigamanam. The confirmed understanding arrived at through inference finally is what? Nigamanam. What is the conclusion? Parvataha vanniman. See, there's a difference between the paksha and nigamanam. What is the difference? Parvataha vanniman is the fact to be arrived at before seeing the hetu. Without the hetu, parvataha vanniman is the fact to be understood. Nigamanam is what? After the understanding the hetu, definitely knowing parvataha vanniman, definitely fire, there's fire on the mountain. This is nigamanam. Okay? These are the five components, aspects involved in arriving at an inferential data, arriving at attaining the inferential knowledge. Okay. Now he uses that here negating the Jagra Swapna Prapanchas. Okay. Page 361. Sanskritam as well as English, everything is in 361. Jagrat Drishyanam Bhavanam. Jagrat Drishyanam Bhavanam Vaitatyam Iti Pratignya. Now with reference to this, now is the establishing the fact of the mithyatvam of world of your experience in the waking state. What is pratignya? Pratignya first. Jagrat Drishyanam Bhavanam Vaitathyam. There is non-reality of the objects experienced in the waking state. There is non-reality of the objects experienced in the waking state means what? All the objects experienced in the waking state, though they are experienced, still they are not real. This is the pratignya. Pratignya involves two aspects. What are they? Pakshaha and sadhyaha together of Vedanta. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Now here to give the reason. What is the reason? Here to is drishyatvat iti hetuhu. Simple. See, Shankara Bhutpada wants to make it very, very interesting, okay? Why do you want to break your head to say this place is inadequacy of space, shortness of time, etc.? Simply say, one reason is a very powerful reason. What is that? Drishyatvam. All the objects experienced in dream or in the waking have the status of being the objects of experience. An object being an object of experience itself is enough for it to be negated as mithya. It is not real. Drishyatvam, all the objects are drishyani, bhavaha drishyaha. All the objects are drishyaha, objects of perception, objects of experience. Having the status of being an object, having the status of being an object of experience itself is enough for any object to be negated as mithya, to be stated as not real, non-real. So, drishyatvam is the hetuhu. So, pratigya you understood, hetuhu you understood. So, the pratigya is actually before the hetuhu, it is pratigya. Now, you need an experience, you need a drishtanta. What is the drishtanta? What? You have to understand connection. Connection between what is known and what is unknown, isn't it? He says, Swapna Drishya Bhavavat Iti Drishtantaha. Drishtanta is what here? Swapna Drishya Bhavavat. All the objects experienced in the dream, the objects of experience, they are not real. Similarly, the objects experienced in the waking state also being objects of experience are not real. This is the drishtanta. Why the dream objects are not real? Because they are objects of experience. They are not real. So what? Objects experience the waking state also are not real. But they are also objects of experience. This is drishtantaha. Drishtantaha is actually illustration. See, example, Swamiji. Like what? You have to say. No? That is drishtanta. Okay.
Where we saw the connection. Where we saw the light in the kitchen or in the ice.
Yeah, that is actually Swamiji. That is also a connection, but I'm saying here, the example I'm saying, like that. So, the example. Example is what? Dream object. Objects experienced in the dream are not real. Why? Because they're experienced. So here also, objects are experienced, therefore they're not real. So being an object itself is enough. An object means an object of experience. This is not real. So how? Let me make it very clear here. Because an object can have the status of being existent only when the object shines. If the object does not shine, even if it is there, it is as good as non-existent. Non-existent. So for the object to shine, thereby to have the status of being existent, it is dependent on the experience or knowledge. Knowledge must rise. So unknown object is as good as non-existent. The known object alone is enjoys the status of being existent. So what lends existence to the known object is the knowledge of the object lends existence to the known. If there's knowledge of an object, object becomes the known. The object has the status of being existent. So existence of knowledge is existence of the known. Therefore, object to become the known, to have status of being existent, is dependent on the knowledge. Therefore, a known object does not have independent existence of its own. It has no independent existence, therefore it is not real. Because it is dependent on knowledge for its existence. And for knowledge to take place, for knowledge to be there, there must be knower. Even knowledge is all dependent on what? The knower. So, without the knower, there cannot be knowledge. Without the knowledge, there cannot be the known. Therefore, ultimately, the known is dependent on the knower for its existence. The existence of knower is the existence of the known. Knower can be without the status of being the knower. So, knower is not dependent on the known for its existence. Knower can be without the object, without the status of being the knower. Only knower's status can go. Still knower can be there. So knower is independent of the known for its existence, whereas known is dependent on the knower for its existence. Therefore, knower is satyam, known is mithya. That's why drishyatam. We don't need to worry about the difference between the dream objects and the waking objects. All the objects come under the category of the known. They have no independent existence. So existence of the knower is the existence of the known. Therefore, they are mithya. Already we understand. So, dream objects also known, they're mithya. What about the objects experienced in the waking state? They're also mithya. They're all dependent on the knower for the existence. They're mithya. So, svapna drishya bhavavat iti drishtantaha. That is the drishtanta. So, he explains himself again. Yatha tatra svapne drishyanam bhavanam vaitatyam. Yatha svapne drishyanam bhavanam vaitatyam. Tatha jagaritepi drishyatvam avisishtam iti hetupanayaha. Next point he says. Already he has said two things. Pratignya, hetuhu, drishtanta, we understood. Now what is hetupanayaha? We are going to see here. Hetupanayaha. Yatha tatra svapne drishyanam bhavanam vaitatyam. Tatha jagaritepi drishyatvam avisishtam. See, avisishtam means a common feature. The common feature between the dream objects and the waking objects is the hetupanayaha. What supports the hetu? What's the common feature? Deem objects also objects of experience. They have drishyatvam. And these waking objects explain the waking state also have drishyatvam. Drishyatvam is the avisishtam, means what? Common feature. Common aspect. Commonality. Not specific for this. Visishtam means specifically for me, visishtam. Avisishtam is not only for this. Both come as a common. So, why he has to say this? Objects experienced in the dream are different. Objects experienced in the waking state are different. They are completely different. They are elements, elemental objects are experiencing the waking state. They are objectively real. They have vyavaharika satta. So, whereas these objects are all thought forms, subtle thought forms. They're elemental, but subtle thought forms. And they're subjectively real. And they experience inside, they experience outside. Big difference. There's big, so many differences are there between the objects experienced in the waking state and experienced in the dream state. Still, the one common feature. What is the avisishtam? Avisishtam, the commonality is that all the objects have drishyatvam, the status of being the object of experience. That is the hetupanayaha. The common feature is ekness hetupanayaha. Tasmat jagaritepi vaitatyam smritam. Now this is finally, final nigamanam. What is nigamanam? Therefore, tasmat jagarite api vaitatyam smritam. The non-reality of all the objects experiencing the waking state is also definite. Okay? It's clear. Objects experienced in the waking state being not real is inferred through the common feature between the two states, objects of two states of experience, that they all have the status of being the objects of experience. This is the nigamanam. What is nigamanam? For the finally arrived inferential knowledge is nigamanam, ascertained, doubt-free, finally arrived inferential knowledge is this world of duality experienced in the waking state is not real. Is nigamanam. So Shankara Bhagavata again he says, antasthanat samvrutatvena cha supradrishyanam bhavanam jagradrishyebhyaha bhedaha. Of course there is difference between the objects experienced in the waking state and experienced in the dream state. What is the difference? The difference is that the reasons are different. Antasthana samvrutatvam, having a small space within the body and the shortness of time, etc. That difference is there. Still, drishyatvam asatyatvam cha avisishtam ubhayatra. Ubhayatra means what? And a part of both objects experienced in the waking state, objects experienced in the dream state, there is one common feature, which is avisishtam, is what? Drishyatvam. One is enough. See, again, one more thing you have to remember. Yad drishyam tajjadam. Remember, you must always remember this. Anything known, anything perceived, known, is definitely inert. is Atijara of inertness. Inert means what? It does not have consciousness of its own, does not have existence of its own. An inert thing is always dependent on consciousness to come to light, to have the status of being existent. Therefore, drishyatvam asatyatvam cha avisishtam ubhayatra. Okay, we have to understand one more thing here. What is that one more thing? See, asatyatvam, he says, another feature, apart from the common feature of being the status, being having the status of being object of experience, one more thing is, both have mithyatvam because of their status of being the products, effects. They have karyatvam. Karyatvam also. But relatively I am saying. See, all the objects experienced in the dream state, the waking state, are elemental products. Elemental products. All of experience in the dream state are also what? Products of thoughts. Vasanamaya prapancha. Produced by, projected by thoughts. There's a cause involved, isn't it? What is the cause? What is the material cause of the dream objects? Vasanas. The subtle vasanas in the form of subtle thoughts accumulated during the experience of the waking state experience. They become the material cause. And what is the material cause of the object experience in the waking state? Elements. That's the products. Elemental products. All the objects experienced in the waking state are elemental products. Pancha bhautikani. Panchabhutebhyah jatani. Elemental karyam. They have the status of being the products. Karyatvam. Having the status of being the products also is what? A common feature. These are products of vasanas, these are products of elements. Their material cause is there. Therefore, they are not satyam. Any effect has a beginning, it has an end, it is subject to change, it has no independent existence. Therefore, mithya. Another reason. The two reasons we have understood now. Karyatvam, drishyatvam. Sanskritam is very expressive. In English, we have to say status of being, objects of experience. That is a long sentence. Drishyatvam, karyatvam. Very easy, isn't it? Sanskritam is easier. Sounds like Hebrew. For you, like sounds like Hindi. Of course, Sanskritam, Hindi has a lot of Sanskrit words. Okay, fifth karika. Swapna jagari. Until now, everything is clear? Okay. Swapna jag. Again, I'll repeat these aspects, the technical terms tomorrow, so it become well ingrained. Swapna jagari tasthane. Swapna jagari tasthane. Heka mahur manishinaha. Heka mahur manishinaha. Bhedanam hi samat. Tvena, bhedanam hi samatvena, prasiddhe naiva hetunam, prasiddhe naiva hetunam, Swapna jagarita sthane, swapna jagarita sthane, heka mahur manishinaha. Mahinshinaha, bhedanam hi samatvena. Prasiddhe naiva hetuna. Okay. What I've already said, that reason is again brought in by Gaudapada Acharya. Gaudapada Acharya does not really make it clear, but Shankara Bhagavatpada clarifies the heart of Gaudapada Acharya in his commentary. We'll see that. Manishinaha ahuhu. So people of doubtfully ascertained knowledge, they say, swapna jagarita sthane hi ekam. So, the states of experience and the objects experienced in these two states of experience are of the same nature, or same, means what? Mithya. The order of reality they belong to is what? Mithya. Bedanam samatvena. Bedaha, please make a note, the word bedaha in the Karika does not mean difference. Very careful, okay? The word bedaha always means difference. But here the word bedaha does not mean difference, it means bhavaha, means an object. An existent object is bhavaha. We do not call an object which is not non-existent. Existent is object. Therefore, bhavaha means object. So, bedaha in this karika means an object. So, bedanam samatvena. Because of the similarity of the objects experienced in both states of experience. Because of the similarity of the objects, similarity of the features of the objects, experienced in the waking state as well as in the dream state. And those similarity inferred what? Prasiddhena hetuna. Arrived at through the well-known reason. Inferred through a proper reason, well-known reason, is what? That they are mithya. This is what Gaudapadacharya says. But Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary, he elaborates it. What is the common feature, what is the commonality between the objects of being and objects experienced in the waking state? He says, is clear now? Fifth Karika is clear? Swapna jagrita sthane bhedanam samatvena prasiddhena hetunam samatvena ekam ahu manishinaha. They are same because of their common features. We understand one feature, what is that? Drishyatvam. Another common feature is Karyatvam. That is not mentioned here. So Shankaracharya says in his commentary. Let me read here now. So what is not explicitly said by Gaudapada Acharya is clarified, no, by Shankaracharya. Prasiddhenaiva Bhedanam. Grahya grahakatvena hetuna. Samatvena. ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಜಾಗೃತ ಸ್ಥಾನಯೋ ಏಕತ್ವ ಆಹು ವಿವೇಕಿನಃ ಇತಿ ಪೂರ್ವ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಸಿದ್ಧಸ್ಯೇವ ಫಲಂ. ಓಕೆ, ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ವೆರಿ ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಹೇತು, ಅನದರ್ ರೀಸನ್. ಹೇತು ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ರೀಸನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ? ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಜಾಗೃತ ಸ್ಥಾನೇ ಭೇದಾನಾಂ ಸಮತ್ವೇನ ಏಕತ್ವಂ. ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಮನ್ ಫೀಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ರತಿಜ್ಞಾ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹೇತು? ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಹೇತು ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್. ಹೇತು ಈಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯ ಗ್ರಾಹಕತ್ವ. ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯ ಗ್ರಾಹಕತ್ವ, ಗ್ರಾಹಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ಪರ್, ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸರ್, ನೋವರ್. ಇಸ್ನ್ ಇಟ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್? ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹೇತು. ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸರ್ ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೋವರ್ ನೋನ್ ಡಿವಿಷನ್ ರಿಲೇಶನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ಗ್ರಾಹಕ ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯಂ, ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯ ಭೇದ, ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್. ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. They have the status of being the products also. This is the hetu. And this hetu is the similar. The reason for being negated as mithya, the reason is the same, similar. There is no difference. Hetu na. ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಜಾಗೃತ ಸ್ಥಾನಯೋ ಏಕತ್ವ ಆಹು ವಿವೇಕಿನಃ. ಮನೀಷಿಣಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿವೇಕಿನಃ. ಇತಿ ಪೂರ್ವ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಸಿದ್ಧಸ್ಯ ಏವ ಫಲಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋವರ್ ನೋನ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ದರ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ of experience and the experiencer. This relationship means it is already, what reveals is their dependence. They're not having independent existence. Therefore, so this is pura pramana siddha seva phalam. This is the benefit which are already understood through the pramanam. Pramanam, which pramanam? Inference. To the means of knowledge of inference. He concludes one sentence. Okay, this is the Adarshika Bhagavata's another word. What is that? So, grahya grahakattvam is the hetu. What is the reason for the objects being negated as mithya? Objects have the status of being the perceived, known, experienced with the relationship. Okay, because there's between knower and there's knower known relationship is there. One reason. One more thing here, Shankaracharya adds 3.6.2. Itascha vaitatyam ಜಾಗೃತ ದೃಶ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಭೇದಾನಾಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ದೃಶ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಭೇದಾನಾಂ ಆದ್ಯಂತಯೋ ಅಭಾವಾತ್. ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಇತಶ್ಚ ವೈತತ್ಯಂ. ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ರೀಸನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕಾಮನ್ ಫೀಚರ್ between these objects, experience the dream and the waking state, okay, which proves their mithyatva, which proves their objects being not real, is drishyanam bedanam adyantayoho abhavat. See, adyantayoha bhavaha means what? Objects are not existent always. So there is absence of objects before the example. Pot is there. Pot is an object. Before the creation of the pot is only clay. Pot is not there. The nama rupa is not there. Object is not there. Only in between is there. After some time, when pot gets broken, again pot is not there. Ante abhavaha adau abhavaha. In the beginning, the object is not there. At the end of the object is not there. It seems to be there only in the middle. It's as though there. Means, there is absence of objects in the beginning. There is absence of objects at the end also. Which means there is a time when they are not there. Which means, this not being there in the beginning, not being there at the end means what? All the objects have the status of being an effects. Karyatvam. Objects have the status of being the effects. Before the dream comes, what is there? The dream are in the form of vasanas. Means a cause. They have the cause. Effects are not there in the beginning means they are in the form of cause only. Okay. Means the effects are effects. All the dream objects experienced are effects. Similarly, all these objects experienced in the waking state also are effects only. Their absence in the beginning and the end means they all have their cause. They have the cause means they are effects. Effects means they don't have independent existence. He doesn't say directly, okay, karyatvam. How does he say the karyatvam? Jagrad drishyanam vedanam adyantayoho abhavat. Adyantayoho, due to the absence of those objects in the beginning and the end, they have their cause, so they are the effects. Because it's having the status of being effects, they are not real. So, drishyatvam and karyatvam. Is it clear? Finished. Two reasons you must remember. Drishyatvam and karyatvam. These are the important common features. These are the important two hetus. Other things are not really matter. What? Having small space, not having enough time. They're all not all big things. These two very powerful hetus presented by Gaudapada Acharya in the Karikas. Drishyatvam, Karyatvam. Okay? Therefore they are mithya. We'll see again the technical terms tomorrow. Okay? Make it clear. Is it clear today? Any questions? No time? Okay. We'll see. Could come back with questions tomorrow. If at all you have questions. I'm sure you don't have any questions. If at all you have any questions. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamah.